1 Chronicles chapter 19. And it came to pass after this that Nahash, the king of the sons of Ammon, died, and his son reigned in his place. And David said, I will show kindness to Hanun, the son of Nahash, because his father showed me kindness. And David sent messengers to comfort him about his father. And David's servants went to the land of the sons of Ammon to Hanun to comfort him. But the officials of the sons of Ammon said to Hanun, Does David honour your father, in your opinion? For he has sent consolers to you. Is it not to investigate and overthrow and spy on the land that his servants have come to you? And Hanun seized David's servants, and he shaved them, and he cut their garments down the middle, as far as their buttocks, and he sent them away. So they departed. Then when David was told about the men, he sent servants to meet them, for the men had been very much put to shame. And the king said, Stay in Jericho until your beards grow, and then return. Then when the sons of Ammon saw that they had become odious to David, Hanun and the sons of Ammon sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire chariots and horsemen from Mesopotamia and from Aramea Maacah and from Zobah. And they hired 32,000 chariots and the king of Maacah and his people, and they came and encamped before Medabah. And the sons of Ammon gathered from their cities and went to war. And when David heard of it, he sent Joab and the whole army of warriors. And the sons of Ammon came out and drew up in battle order at the city entrance, and the kings who had come were in the field by themselves. And when Joab saw that there was a battle front against him, ahead of him and behind, he made a selection from all the young men in Israel, and he drew them up to confront the Arameans. And he placed the remainder of the people in the hand of Abishai his brother, and they drew up to confront the sons of Ammon. And he said, If the Arameans are too strong for me, then you will come to my rescue, and if the sons of Ammon are too strong for you, then I will rescue you. Be strong, and let us be strengthened for our people and for the cities of our God, and may the Lord do what is right in his sight. Then Joab and the people who were with him advanced to the battle against the Arameans, who fled from his presence. Then when the sons of Ammon saw that the Arameans had fled, they also fled from Abishai his brother, and they went to the city, and Joab went to Jerusalem. But when the Arameans saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they sent messengers, and they brought out the Arameans who were on the far side of the river, with Shophak, the commander of Hadadezer's army, at their head. And it was reported to David, and he gathered the whole of Israel, and he crossed the Jordan and went to them, and he drew up to them. So David drew his forces up to confront the Arameans for battle, and fought against them. And the Arameans fled from Israel. And of the Arameans David killed 7,000 chariot crew and 40,000 infantrymen, and he killed Shophak, the commander of the army. And when Hadadezer's servants saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they made peace with David and served him, and the Arameans weren't willing to come to the rescue of the sons of Ammon any more.